You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
10:28, yes, I'm with my Michelle, by KC at work, down with Tim Malloy. Met Life is Beautiful, Atlantic Star Masterpiece, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, What a Fool Believes, The Doobie Brothers, Call It, Know Your Worth, Boss Gags, Heart of Mine. Ek hoop jy daai 6 en 'n reis om 'n lekker geniet hier op Wat Laat Jou Lag Woensdag. So laat weet my 0824140077 wat sit 'n glimlag vandag op jou gesig. Nou vandag is dit wat ons moet opstaan vir ons diere. Ons moet seker maak hulle kry ook daai versorging en daai beskerming wat hulle toekom. En dit is ons wat na hulle moet kyk. So dis National Justice for Animals Week en ek het vanoggend hier in die ateljee saam met my vir Lucinda Lubbe. Sy is daar van die SPCA in die Parel hier by ons. Hartlike goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre almal, môre.
So en sy sê sy is nie 'n nuweling hier nie. So sy ken al hoe werk alles hier. So as jy vir haar 'n boodskapie wil stuur, is jy welkom 0824140077. Enige vrae en Lucinda sal met liefde dit vir jou antwoord. Nou Lucinda, om aan te sluit by hierdie tema van die week. Ek gaan dit nou in Engels vir jou vra, maar jy is welkom om dit in Afrikaans vir my te antwoord. What does justice for animals mean to you?
I would say, firstly, animals should be able to have the freedom. Mm. It doesn't matter what type of animal, if it's a farm animal, wild animal, your domestic animals, all animals should have the freedom to have food and water, freedom from discomfort, freedom from pain, from injury, diseases, to act normally for the type of animal they are, and free from fear and distress. They all have a right. All animals have a right. So we as owners or people should treat the animals with love, compassion and respect.
Yeah. So why is it important for animals to have a legal protection?
Well, we as SPCA inspectors are there to prevent pain and suffering. So also should the public do. If you are an owner of an animal, you can see if that animal is in pain. So if your animal is not eating or drinking water, you should know something is wrong. And then you should do something about it. Just don't leave it, because that animal is going to suffer at the end. That is why we have the Animals Protection Act, which we work with to prevent the pain and the suffering of all animals, not just the domestic. We all think of animals as your dog, your cat, but there's all types of animals, your farm animals specifically.
Yeah.
And I would say always have a vet on call on your phone, because something happens very quickly. A week ago, we had an incident of an animal that jumped over a fence and got stuck, and we had to go cut him out. But that animal was suffering, and that people didn't have a call for a vet. But luckily, we were in the area and we could go out and assist that animal. But be responsible. Don't let your animal suffer. Don't let him stand without water. It is hot. We are in our summer. Let him have that fresh water. Daily food is fine, but water always available. And don't let him be on a short chain. That animal cannot defend himself. If there is a fire that breaks out, if something happens and there's no one at home, that animal needs to be able to act normally, to get out, not to have fear. So be a responsible owner. Know what it is to have an animal, to take care of that animal. If you can't afford it, to have that animal, don't keep it.
No.
Don't keep an animal because you want it to protect you. That animal cannot protect you if it's standing on a short chain. It's impossible for him to protect you. So just put yourself in that animal's position. You don't want pain and suffering. So why should they?
Yeah, and if they can't get that nutrition that they need to be strong to protect you, if you're not in the position to give the right amount of food and nutrition, it's not going to be any help for you.
Your animal needs that care, what you have to give it. You need to see to that it's got the right food and water. You need to see it that you take it to the vet for vaccinations, for sterilization. Even if it has any type of a disease, you have to be able to help that animal. It won't just let him be there. Animals are not there just to be there. They are there because they are in your care. You wanted them. Then look after them.
Yes. So how can people help protect animals in their everyday lives?
Well, we use the five freedoms, as I just explained to you. The five freedoms, I'm going to say it slowly, is the freedom from hunger and thirst. It says what it is. Freedom from discomfort. That means freedom to protect them from, like, the weather elements, from rain, from sun, from wind. They need a shelter where they can go and crawl in because that will make them feel safe.
Yeah.
They need that. Freedoms from pain, injury, and disease. Do not leave your animal if you see it's in pain. They need to get that interaction. They need to get that, to get them at a vet for them to feel better. There's a lot of people that does try home remedies. Some work, but if you see it doesn't work, don't just leave that animal. It's in pain. It is suffering. It needs vet attention. If you can't afford a vet, contact us. We can see where we can help. The vets can also try and help where they can. Most of them do, but don't just leave it.
No.
And then freedom to express normal behavior. As I just said, if an animal's on a short chain, it can't do much. It can't act normally. It has to do all his business right there where it's standing. And that also makes them sick.
Yeah.
So if you have an animal and you have to have it chained, contact us and we can give you the right directions as to what that animal needs, how it should be done. Don't just put it on a short chain because that is not normal behavior for any type of animal. It doesn't matter. You can now think of a wild animal being chained. That's not right. They're in the wild. It's not normal behavior.
Mm.
And then freedom from stress. For example, if you've got snakes, if you think about it, it's not a good example, but this happens. If you've got a snake and you give it live mice, that is totally against our Animals Protection Act. And that animal is in fear. Both of them, actually. The animal that gets fed and the snake, because a lot can happen. So just put yourself in that animal situation. Go to the five freedoms, see what it says, and see if you give your animal the freedom of all those. If you don't, then don't have that animal. Be a responsible pet owner. Take care of your animals. That's all that we as an SPCA ask you. Take care of them. Love them. Protect them. Even your stray animals. There are so many stray animals. Just in Paul, I'm not worldwide, but everywhere. Don't just kick them next to the road. Don't hurt them. They are animals. They've got a heart. They can feel. Don't just treat them like they're nothing.
And just something else before I ask the next question. It's hot outside now these days. I know people want to go walk with their animals, their dogs. They also feel the heat. You're not going to walk barefoot, in the streets.
Definitely not.
So they must
think
about that.
The best is to walk early mornings, I would say about 5, 6 in the morning. And then in the evenings, obviously 7, 8 o'clock, it's still very light, but it's cooling down. But no, don't go walk with your animals.
No, you won't walk barefoot on the tall outside.
Again, pain and suffering. Think of your animal.
Yeah. Can you share any stories where animals receive justice because of someone's actions?
Yeah, there's a lot. I had a case a couple of years ago where three pit bulls were brutally hit by a man. And the justice was given. It was taken to court. The animals was put into our care. We could find them new homes. And the owner was not allowed to have animals for 3 years after that. So to me, that was justice. And it was a win for us and for the animals which got brilliant new homes. So, yeah.
What changes would you like to see in animal rights laws? I know there's a lot.
I would say what will help the SPCAs for the courts to take animal cases more seriously.
Mm.
It always gets put on last. Your case always gets under all the others. So I would say, yes, the courts must take the cases seriously and not stretch them out, because there's a lot of cases that takes a year, that takes 2 years. The evidence is there. If the evidence is good that the inspector gives in, the case should go very quickly. And then I would say that there should be at least one prosecutor at a court that works with Animal Protection Act law. Because that will help the whole procedure to go quicker, and that person understands us and can work with us and understand what it is that animals need.
Yeah. Well.
Yes.
Lucinda, ek sê vir jou baie dankie vir jou tyd, maar ek wil nou eers 'n bietjie, kom ons praat nou gou 'n bietjie. Jy is al hoe lank betrokke by die SPCA? Jy is al deel van die familie.
Ek is al 25 jaar by die SPCA. Ek het begin op op admin in die kantoor, en toe het ek inspekteur geraak, en nou is ek bestuurder.
En ek en jy het so van die lig af gepraat, ek kan absoluut sien, hierdie is jou passie.
Definitief, ja.
Jy hoort nergens anders nie, jy is soos 'n mama daar vir al die diere, en soos jy self gesê het, jy moes nou daai mindset insit, en anders vat jy hulle allemaal huis toe.
Ja, mens moet maar sterk wees.
Ja, maar sjoe, dankie vir mense soos jy, wat daar is, met die liefde en die passie wat jy het, so ek kan met 'n geruste hart my dier daarna toe neem, en ek weet, hy gaan die beste behandeling kry, die beste versorging, en jy kan ook noem, hoe werk het as ek nou my dier neem vir inentings, is daar kostes verbonde?
Ja, ons het, soos op 'n maandag, het ons tussen 10 en 11, het ons op 'n maandag klinieke, in Parel Oos, op die Laantjie, by Paulusstraat. En dan Dinsdag, Woensdag, Donderdag, Vrydag en Saterdag doen ons van 9 tot 10 inentings by die kantoor by die SPCA, en die kostes is R250. Dit is jou inenting met jou ontwurming, met rabies, en dan kry jy natuurlik jou boekie by.
En dan, jy het vooroor genoem die, wat is daai eenetjie van 1000, is die sterle soort wat jy hulle bad en al daai goedjies?
Dan ons aannemings is R1200. Dit sluit die diertjie se 3 inentings in, met die ontwurming, met die sterilisasie, met die collar wat hy kry, wat jou naamplaatjie by het, en dan word hulle voordat hulle huis toe gaan gedip of gebad. Dit hang nou af of het 'n klein hondjie of 'n hondjie is.
En dan, ek weet die skole het baie keer projekte wat hulle die kinders moet stuur om in die gemeenskap te gaan doen. Hulle is welkom dit by julle ook te doen. Hoe werk dit daar by julle?
Ja, die skoolonderwyser is gewoonlik, ek dink dit is LO, lewensoriëntering, waar die kinders kom vir seker hoeveelheid ure, dan van die 3 ure, van het 8 ure, dan kom hulle, dan kom spelen met die dieren, of hulle kom verf die hokke, hulle kan, wat ook al hulle as een groepie kan kom doen, dit is ook een lekker spanbou ding vir kinders. Ons het so skole soos Breachers, wat gereeld ook kom, Klein Gym, Boys, wat is die ander skoolkie, Laborie, hulle allemaal was al by ons nou in die laaste paar jaar wat kom vir hulle community service, en is baie, baie lekker om die kinders daar te heen.
Maar enige een is welkom om te kom as 'n vrywilliger, om 'n handjie te kom bysit, 'n bietjie met die diere te gaan stap, of help hokke skoonmaak.
Dis reg, ja, enige iemand is welkom, as julle die tyd het, die liefde vir die diere, kom gerus, skakel ons die dag dat julle wil kom, en kom spandeer die tyd daar by ons, julle meer as welkom. Ons het ook fondsingssamelings, wat ons baie hard uitroep aan die publiek van die Parel om ons by te staan in dit, want as ons nie die fondse kry nie, kan ons nie aangaan nie. So die publiek vir daar speel 'n bittere groot rol om ons by te staan in fondsingssamelings. Ons het nou die 22ste maart, het ons 'n doggy walk daar by die SPCA Parel. Dit is R80 vir 'n inskrywing. Jy kry 'n hotdog, jy kry 'n bottelkie water, jy kry 'n doggy treat, en dan gaan ons ook JCC vir Nari stap. So ja,
dis 'n lekker lekker familiedag. Vat almal en bring die diere saam en
bring
ons
diere asseblief almal net op 'n band.
Dat almal ja. Almal kom 'n bietjie uit die huis uit daai dag. Dit sal nou.
Dis so, bring vir honde. Bring al honde, bring jou tekkies en kom stap lekker.
Vir die honde vir 'n play date.
Dis sy.
So daai jy dit. Jy kan betrokke raak. Waar kan hulle vir jou kontak?
Ons kantoornommer is 021-863-2720 of ons emergency nommer, hy is 24 uur aan, is 082-510-6387, dis ook ons WhatsApp nommerkie, en dan het ons e-pos, is info@polispca.co.za.
Maar vir enige verdere nuus en updates van goed wat jy hou, Facebook.
Ons het 'n Facebook page wat ek ook hanteer. So hy is nie baie besig nie soos ander SPCA's nie, maar ons probeer wanneer ons kan goedjies daar opsit. Ja. Ons doggy hok is daar op, maar soos ons goedjies gaan hou, sal ons dit opsit. Ons diertjies wat in ons hokke is vir aanneming is ook daar op.
Lucinda Lubbe. Bye, dankie. Ek weet jy moet terugkom by jou kinders, wat jou besig hou daar aan die kant, want ek kan sien, jy, dit is absoluut jou passie. En dankie vir wat jy doen en beteken vir elke dier op buite. En mag jy net van krag tot krag gaan en ja, laat die SPCA sal groei en ek hoop die gemeenskap daar buite ondersteun jy net so baie. Ja. Want soos jy sê, sonder die gemeenskap, kan jylle ook nie, jylle moet vorentoe gaan en groei.
Ons kry glad nie van die government af fondse nie, so ja. Die publiek is ons anker. Ons ja. Kan nie voortgaan sonder hulle nie. En die ding is, op die oude manier die diere wat onderlei. So, help ons, ons help die diere. Ons het een tannie wat hier naby Casey is, wat vir ons elke maand een sekere bedrag gee in betaal, dat ons diere kan steriliseer. En dan gaan sy in die area in, sy sê vir ons hierdie straat, is die diere asseblief, boek hulle vir my.
Wow.
En dit is fantastisch, as ons meer van haar kan kry, gaan dit vir ons soveel help, want om diere te steriliseer, is een groot, groot wins, en dit help vir soveel unwanted litters, want ek kan nie veel sê hoeveel mense teel nie, en op die oude waar die diere by die SPC ijs afgelaai, en ons is klaar so vol met diere, om vir al die diere die beste huise te kry, is onmoontlik, jy kan nie.
Jy kan nie.
So, asseblief, as daar nog van sulke tannies is, ons kom, is daar.
Kom aan boord.
Ons het 'n bankrekening, jy betaal dit vir ons in, jy geef ons die adres, ons gaan haal die dier, ons steriliseer die dier, en ons vir die dier terug.
Ek sê mys altyd, dit is vir my ook 'n manier van, jou goed doen in die gemeenskap, jy om iets te, soos vir die diere organisasie, jy sien waar toe dit gaan.
Dis reg.
En jou gaan gee jou tyd, al vat jy net 'n kombers of 'n blikkie kos, elke bietjie op die einde van die dag help.
Alles af, maar sonder die publiek weer eens, kan ons dit nie doen nie.
So ja, daar het jy dit, gaan raak betrokke, kontak vir Lucinda Lubbe, en vraag vir hoe kan jy betrokke raak en ons diere help. Dankie Lucinda, mooi dag vir jou.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.